For years, it seemed like Skype was for the little guy because the service was considered almost impossible to intercept. Some countries even complained about it because police wanted to record suspects' chats and couldn't. But there are pretty big clues this has changed. Microsoft may be listening to your calls.
Ryan Gallagher wrote about it for Slate. He joins us from London. Ryan, good to have you here on WTOP.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
Skype reported 663 million users last year. Most, I'm sure, think their communications are private, but according to your piece in Slate, that may not be the case anymore. What's going on here?
Well, that's right. After Microsoft purchased Skype back in 2011, something sort of seems to have changed, certainly in the way that the technology is being presented. It used to be seen as something that was very hard to intercept or to eavesdrop on, but now Skype is not going to confirm or deny whether it can be eavesdropped on, and it's really open to speculation what's happened there, but certainly it seems that something's changed.
Now, while Skype won't discuss this, you write there are lots of clues this has changed. What are they?
Well, shortly after Microsoft purchased Skype in 2011, they were granted a patent for a kind of technology that enables voice over IP and chat services, which is what Skype is, to be intercepted. So the question really here is, why did Microsoft get that patent, and what are they doing with that technology if they aren't using it with Skype? They're not going to answer that question. They're being very evasive on it. So, you know, as I said, we can only speculate, but certainly there are certain clues here to suggest that it may not be as secure as it once was.
Now, what do Skype users need to know if they are concerned about their privacy?
Well, I think actually I would encourage people to contact Skype and to try and encourage them to Skype as a company to open up and be a bit more transparent about whether or not it can eavesdrop on calls. I mean, this isn't really something that normal everyday people should have to worry about because, wiretaps can only really be conducted by authorities when they have appropriate sort of judicial authority and a court order and things like that. But so Skype just needs to open up and tell people whether it can do this and whether it will only do so with judicial authority.
Okay, Ryan Gallagher, thanks so much for being with us.
No problem.
Ryan Gallagher wrote about this for Slate.